72, actually. Before that, I was there were some interesting things happened, you know, races. But I'm an outdoor type person, and the Iditarod is one of those things that comes along, and you have to, it's one of those things you got to do in your life. You know, it's like climbing Mount McKinley or whatever. So my neighbor paid the $100 entry fee, and that's how I got involved. But my wife had a stroke that year, so I had 80 some dogs in the yard training for the Iditarod. Had to start all over again and train the dogs. Yeah, after she survived a stroke. So one of my most memorial experience was probably when it was 55 below between McGrath and Ruby. We had a bad snowstorm, and then the weather cleared off and the planes could finally fly, and the checkpoints weren't set up or anything like that, so we were hauling a lot of gear and we were breaking trails on snowshoes.
I'm okay.
You never knew how long the Iditarod was going to be, how many years it was going to go, but it doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Knowing the 50th Iditarod makes me feel good. Because I always knew the race was going. There's a lot of people that say, no, this is the last year. They're losing sponsors and all this stuff. But it always goes on because it is one heck of a long ways to Nome behind the dog team. Sure, in life is you're eventually going to die, but in the meantime, you got to have lots of fun. Yeah.